saying again running for Congress would be both unproductive and uncomfortable, while indicating that it is, quote, time to pass the torch, unquote, three-term Minnesota U.S. Representative Dean Phillips, who is challenging President Biden for the National Democratic nomination, announced during the week that he will not seek re-election to the House next year. Mr. Phillips is a late entry into the presidential race, who will now apparently have an early departure from elective politics. Since November 1st, 13 U.S. House members have announced that they will either resign or not seek re-election next year, bringing the open seat total to 33. The House opens will likely mean the Republicans' already small 5-seat majority margin will soon drop to 3. Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson is leaving Congress in March to become president of Youngstown State University. Since Mr. Johnson plans to depart after his state's 2024 candidate filing deadline, December 20th, 2023, Ohio election procedure indicates there will be no special election to fill the balance of the term. This means the seat will remain vacant for most of next year. Additionally, the pending expulsion of New York Republican Congressman George Santos, due to the Ethics Committee report on his behavior, likely means the Democrats, in the person of former Congressman Tom Suozzi, will convert the seat. The Buffalo, New York district of resigning Democratic Representative Brian Higgins will be filled in a special election. Because the 2024 election, regardless of which party wins control of the House, is expected to be very tight, the soon-to-be 3-vote margin could be a precursor of what we will see in the new Congress beginning in 2025. The Morning Consult organization released its job approval ratings for all 50 governors during the week, and we again find the two most popular state chief executives are Republican Governors Phil Scott of Vermont and Mark Gordon of Wyoming. Rounding out the top five are Governors Josh Green of Hawaii, Chris Sununu from New Hampshire, and Alabama's Kay Ivey. Interestingly, the governor rated as having the worst favorability index, Mississippi's Tate Reeves, just won a second term in the November 7th election. The next coming election is the Houston mayoral runoff on December 9th. The campaign features a battle between two Democrats, State Senator John Whitmire, the second longest-serving state legislator in Texas history, and U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. A new Survey USA poll finds Mr. Whitmire leading Representative Jackson Lee by a 42-35% count. The incumbent mayor, Democrat Sylvester Turner, is ineligible to seek a third term and has endorsed Ms. Jackson Lee. A close outcome is expected. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.